We are learning the Sechus Moed Katon, Daf Yates Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the Mishnah Daf Yates Amud Aleph. The Mishnah will continue a little bit back Siva and other things. Zok the Mishnah. Ein Koisvin Shtori Choyv B'Moed. You're not allowed to write the Shtar Choyv on Chol HaMoed because it's not a Tzairich. If someone wants to borrow money, lend them the money. But if you don't trust the Loiva, you think if you don't have a Shtar, he's going to run away and not pay. So then you're allowed to write a Shtar because that's called Dava Ovid. The loiva needs the money, and you don't want to lend it to him without a chrayis, without a shtar, without some kind of guarantee. And therefore, you're allowed to write the shtar. Or there's a sofer who doesn't have any money what to eat for yomtiv. He doesn't have money to afford any food to eat for yomtiv. So you're allowed to hire him to write the shtar, even though you don't need the shtar. But since it's to pay him in order to give him money for yomtiv, then you're allowed to hire him. Harezi yichta, you're allowed to write the shtar. Ein koisim svarim tefillin mezuzas b'mayid. Nala writes Sifrei Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah B'Mayid. The Chiddush is, you know it's a mitzvah, but since you don't need it for Yom Tov, so therefore, you're not allowed to fix one ois, even in Sefer Ezra. So Rashi has two gears, this isn't in Sefer Torah Shel Ezra. It means Ezra had a special Sefer Torah that was Meduyik Ma'oid, and all the Chaseris and Yaseris, and that's the Sefer Torah they used to copy other Sifrei Torah. See, even that Sefer Torah that doesn't have, that's missing, has to be fixed a little bit. And that's the most important Sefer Torah in the world. Still, you're not allowed to do that to Chol HaMoed. Another pshat, he says, Sefer Azara. There was a Sefer in the Azara that some say was from Moshe Rabbeinu's time already. And the Kohen Gadol used to lean on that Sefer, with that Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur. And by Hakel, the Melech used that Sefer Torah. Same thing, you can't make it that Sefer Torah. Now, the Beis Yosef speaks out that if the Rabbim doesn't have a Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah, then you're allowed to write the Sefer Torah. So if there's a shul doesn't have a Sefer Torah, then you could write a Sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Koisiv Adam Tefillin Mezuzos La'atzmai. Rabbi Yehuda says that someone's allowed to write for himself Tefillin Mezuzos because he's needed, either some say it means on Chol HaMoed, you need it, and some say even right after Chol HaMoed, you need it. So it's a mitzvah, and since it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to write it. And even if you hold some ma'aser uman to write tefillin mezuzos, since it's a mitzvah, Rehuda holds it's mutter. V'tava yirecha etchilas letzitzasa. And if you want to make tzitzis, so spitting the tzitzis is a melacha, you're allowed to do it on your thigh, which is a shinui, and the reason why you're allowed to do it is also a mitzvah, but you have to try to do a shinui. Aye, by tefillin mezuzos you do a shinui. So Zog Taisvist, tefillin mezuzos, Tav Tais says, yefshev a shinui, shachar chsiv a tam, you have to write it well. So you can't make a shinui. You can't make a shinui, and therefore you don't do a shinui. But some of you can make a shinui, you should make a shinui. So it comes out in our Mishnah is that you're not allowed to write a Sefer Torah with Tefillin Mezuzos on Chol HaMoed. Now there's exception. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's la'atzmoy, not selling it, then you're allowed to. Good Tzarech Mitzvah, but Tanna Kamma holds, you're not allowed to. But it sounds like even Rabbi Yehuda only allows Tefillin Mezuzos, which is a mitzvah that you need right after Yom Tov. But a Sefer Torah is something you should push off. So the question is, are you allowed to make a Sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed? It's a very big tumult if you want to write the Sefer Torah. It's a big tumult if you're allowed to do that. And some of the Tehrim are, since they fill out the outline before Chol HaMoed, so it's not a Ma'aseh Uman, it's only a Ma'aseh Hadyit, because all you have to do is fill out the outline of the Isis. And since it's a Ma'aseh Hadyit and it's Tzarech Moed, because you want to make a big Simcha HaMoed, so then it could be mutter, that would be one heter. The other heter would be is, if the shul needs a Sefer Torah, so then also, that one might be the heter, because it's a tzarchi rabbim, and therefore, it's a tzarchi rabbim and a mitzvah, and then you would be able to allow, you're able to write the Sefer Torah. Talk to Gemara, Tanah Baruch. Koisiv Adam Tfilah Mezuzos La'atzmai, V'tava Al Yirechai, Tcheles L'tzitzasai, V'la'acherim V'tayv, V'div Ramei. Ramei says, like Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, you're allowed to write Tfilah Mezuzos for yourself, if you need tefillin, for after Chol HaMoed, or for on Chol HaMoed, there's some shittas. There's a Taisus over here, the Rav Maskel Rabbi Yosi, that talks about, says, Ve'ein Raya Mekan, Shemut L'Niach Tefillin, because it says, not a Raya, he talks about it. But like upon him, he needs a Tefillin Mezuzos for right afterwards, or he needs it today. So if it's Tzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to write it for yourself. But V'lacherim, if you're a Sefer, writing Tefillin Mezuzos for other people, you're only allowed to write it for free. You're not allowed to charge for that. V'lacherim V'toivah, like we learned before, you're not allowed to charge. The fourth of the Masechta, that you're not allowed to charge for work you do on Chol HaMoed. That's Udo Duchal. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Marim Umeicher Es Shaloi. You could do a trick. What do you do? You sell them yours, and you're allowed to sell Tefillin Mezuzos on Chol HaMoed, especially if they need it. If it's a Tzarech, you're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to do Mechira for that. Then v'choyzev v'choyz la'atzma. Then you write it for yourself. You own a new pair for yourself. So you can do Arama in this way. You're turning out. You're charging for your services, but not really, because you're selling the mezuzos and you're writing it for yourself. Rav Yosi Yemar, third shita. Koysev v'moyche kedarka kedei panasasei. That a sefer who has money what to eat, but he doesn't have enough money. He doesn't have arvacha. He doesn't have like a lot of money. They can make himself a nice big zuda. He's let up. Work on Chalamoid and sell his tefillin mezuzos, k'dei parasasai. That means even though we usually only allow someone to charge for his services if he doesn't have what to eat, but it comes to a mitzvah, they amount even more. That even if it's paravacha, to make it more break, to have more, to be more generous with your family, then it's mutter to sell tefillin mezuzos. Early Rav Rav Chananel, v'amr l'Rav Rav Chananel Rav Chananel, halacha koysev umayche k'darkoi k'dei parasasai. Halacha l'mayis is, you could write tefillin and mezuzos and sell it kedarkai in order to make parnasa, which means havacha. If you have a lot of money, then you can't do it, but as long as to make yourself more comfortable, you're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. So you pass like a base, you have three sheetahs. We have three sheetahs. Rambeya holds that you can't charge at all. Rabbi Huda says you could do harama by selling the ones you have and writing your own. And Rabbi says you could write kedei parnasasai laharvacha, and that's how we pass him. Zok the Gemara Vayta. The Mishnah says, "V'tava yirecha yitcheles." When you make tzitzis, you should do a shinu. Tana Rabbanan, "Tava adam yirecha yitcheles l'tzitzasai." Someone is allowed to spin tcheles for the tzitzis. We should do it on his yirech. We should do it on his thigh. Avloy be'even. You should not use a stone to weigh down the threads in order to spin it better. That you should not do. Tivri Rav Eliezer. That's the sheet of Rav Eliezer that you should not use a stone because it's not enough of a shinu. That's more regular. V'chomer maf be'even. Use the even. Rav Yehuda im Mishmoi, Rav Yehuda says b'shem Rav Eliezer, be'even avaloi be'pelech. You can use the even, you can't use a spindle. Because spindle is mamash the regular way of doing it. You can't do it that way. You can do it either way. Either be'even pelech. You don't have to do a shin. This is a tzarech mitzvah. You're allowed to make tzitzis regularly. Om Rav Yehuda Mishmoel, v'chein amar b'chiyo ba'aba om v'yechon, halacha we pass k'im be'even be'even pelech, you're allowed to use saya even saya pelech. V'halacha k'yisiv k'darko y'mech k'dem v'zatzai. We paskin both these things, the kula, sai, by making tzitzis, you gotta do it anyway, with a stone or with a spindle. And same thing with writing tefillin and mezuzos, you could write it and sell it, kedei panasasa. Ad kan, the sugis of Chol HaMoed. And now I'm going to start a Mishnah, and from now on to the end of the Masechta, will be about Hilchos Avelos. Zok the Mishnah. We know from before that the Yom Tov waves the halachas of Avelos and it stops right there. Our Mishnah holds that you have to have a 3 full days before Yom Tov in order for you to be yotze the halachas of Shiva, Avelos of Shiva, and if not, you're going to have to keep it after Yom Tov. But in the Gemara later on, Daf Chav brings down a shita that says even a mashu before Yom Tov you kept Avelos, then yotze the Avelos, and you don't keep it after Yom Tov, and that's how we pass him. But our Mishnah is shloik halacha, but our Mishnah is 3 days. Hakoybes mace is shloishi yom kaidim l'regel. If someone buried his mace, the reason why Tosis speaks out, the reason why we say bury his mace, because that's when Avela starts. Shiva starts after Kvura. So someone's koybes mace is shloishi yom kaidim l'regel. 3 days before Yom Tov, he buries his mace. Batla hamenok zera shiva. There's no more halachas of Shiva. After Yom Tov, you're done Shiva. On Yom Tov, we learned before already, v'smach v'chagecha knocks out the halachas of Shiva. But not only that, after Yom Tov, you don't have to keep Shiva either. Shmoina, if you already kept 8 days before, the mace was buried 8 days before Regel, so you already had 7 days of Shiva and 1 day of Shloshim, then Batlu men exer Shloshim. There's no more halachas of Shloshim anymore because the Yom Tov knocked out Shloshim. Because we have a klal, Shabbos oyle ve'enem afsekes. The halacha is that Shabbos counts as 1 of the days of Shiva, and not only that, it's not mafsekes either. Both ways, Shabbos is both things. First of all, if someone buries mace on Tuesday, so Tuesday counts. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, they all count, Shabbos included, and it doesn't stop it. You continue going after Shabbos. Regalim yom tovim mafsek ve'en oylem. Not only is it mafsek ve'en oylem, both ways it's mafsek ve'en oylem. First of all, it stops the Shiva and that's it. It's over. And you don't count the regalim as Shiva. That nafkamina would be is if someone dies and gets buried on Chol HaMoed, you can't say, oh, I already kept Shiva ready. Shiva starts after Yom Tov. And there is a sheet that holds that if Yom Tov Sheni counts as the first day, so let's say it would be Sukkot, so Simchas Torah would be the first day of Shiva. Regalim afsikim ein oilim. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Meshachar Veseh Mikdash, Atzeres Keshabbos. So that's very good. Sukkos and Pesach, then Mafsik, waves the Avelos, and then you don't have to keep it anymore, you don't keep the Shiva anymore. What about Shavuos? Shavuos is only one day. So Rabbi Eliezer says, when the Veseh Mikdash was Kayam, it was technically 7 days, because he had 7 days to bring the carbon. He had to Shlubim, he could bring the carbon 7 days after Shavuos. But, Bezmanaz, there's no Kabbonis. So even though some Chassidim don't say Tachrim, but it doesn't mean that that's part of the Yom, that's just a Zeicha to them. So Rabbi Eliezer says that Atzeres has been like Shabbos because only one day. It's not as Choshev as a regular Yom. Rabbi Gamil Eimer wrote Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur and Kiri Golem is like Yom Tovim. You know it's only one day. They hold that's like a Yom Tov and knocks off the Avelis. V'chom Eimerim, loike divizev, loike divizev. I don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer regarding Shavuos, and I don't hold like Rabbi Gamil regarding Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ella like this, Atzeres Kiri Golem. Shavuos has been like the Shalosh regalim and knocks off the Avelis. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim is Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim is like Shabbos since it's only one day. It sounds like from Rashi, the Pshat is because Atzeres really is 7 days, even though Bezman says it's not, but it's really 7 days. That's why knocks off. Rosh Hashanah Mashenkin is not. Others learn that there's a different var. The reason is Rosh Hashanah is not really a Yom Tov, not really a Chi of Simcha. It's a whole Shabbos. It's Zichr not as much Chi of Simcha as other Yom Tovim. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah will not knock out the Avelis Fir Alashit Fir Chacham. And that's what we paskin. That Shavuos knocks out the Avelis, but Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim does not. It's like Shabbos. It's Oila Ve'enoi Mafsekos, which means it counts as one of the days of Shiva, but it's not Mafsek Shiva. Zok the Gemara. Amara Gzeris Batlu. Yom Le Batlu. He says these cryptic words, which means, in a second we'll see the Nafkamina, but he's saying like this, that the Gzeira of Shloishim was Batlu, but the Yom Le Batlu, which means the Din of Shloishim is there in a certain extent, to a certain extent, the Shloishim is still there. V'chein Amar Rav Huna, Gzeira is Batlu, the Gzeira is Shloishim is Batlu, but Yom Le Batlu, the Yom is not Batlu. Rav Sheshi Zomar, I feel Yom Nai Batlu. Rav Sheshi says, even Yomim is also a Batlu. Even Yomim, that means the whole entire Din of Shloishim is batul. My time a Yom Le'batul, which means what's in a Geya that Yom Le'batul? So the Gemara explains, Shim Loi Gilach Erev Regel, also Le'galeach Acha Regel. Now for me it's like this, since the Regel knocked out the Din Shloishim, so you're allowed to already take a haircut before the Yom Tov. And if you didn't do that, then the halacha is also, then Shloishim is still noyig after the regal, and you can't take a haircut after the regal. What's the pshat? Tosis mashma is more pshat of a knas, like a knas. That's the Tosis mashma. But the Ritva is mashma that the pshat is like this, that the only reason why we said that regal knocks out the Avelis is in order to enable you to come into Yom Tov looking good. But if you didn't take that opportunity to look good for Yom Tov, then we said, you know what? The Shloishim is still here. And the Gemara brings a riot to this, but I tie you into the brisa. Hakoyver es meisoy shloishu yom koydim regel. If someone buries his meis 3 days before the regel, batlum and exer shiva. Shiva is over. Like our Mishnah says, 3 days before Yom Tov, you kept shiva, then you don't have to keep shiva anymore. Shmoyni yom koydim regel was 8 days, then batlum and exer shloishim. Then shloishim was batl. Umegaleach erev regel. And you take a haircut erev Yom Tov. Imloy gilach erev regel. Zok the price if you don't take a haircut erev Yom Tov. Also legaleach regel. Now I'll take a haircut after the regel. And this is like that shita that says that if you didn't take a haircut before Yom Tov, you can't take a haircut after Yom Tov. That means that Shloishim is still noig to a certain extent if you didn't take a haircut before Yom Tov. Avishol says no. Avishol says mutl legaleach achar regel. Avishol says mutl take a haircut after the regel. Kashem shemitzah Shloishim v'talas gzeira shiva. It's like Shloisha days, he kept 3 days before Yom Tov. It's a vato, the whole gzeira shiva. Kach mitzvah shiva v'talas gzeira Shloishim. Same thing. Shiva, which we'll see, doesn't say Shmoina, it says Shiva, you already kept Shiva, so start the Shloishim already, it's Mevatel Gezeras Shloishim. It's Mevatel Gezeras Shloishim. So Abishol argues on Tanakama, and he holds that if someone has Shiva, which means he started Shloishim before Yom Tov, then even if he didn't take care of Yom Tov, he's allowed to take care of after Yom Tov. He argues on the Tanakama. So two things. First of all, Tosfos says Akasha, so it comes in really Machlokes Tanoim. So we could have just said that the Machlokes Amaroyim here, Rav and Rav Sheshes, is really a Machlokes Tanoim. So the Tosfos is much to do that. He's lost in Batlu. Maybe it sounds like more like Rav. Back upon him, it's more of a Raya to Rav, not like Rav Sheshes. That's what Tosfos talks about. But another point is that's Mashma and this Gemara that regarding Shiva, Lekuli Alma, even if you didn't take advantage of whatever you're allowed to do, since Shiva was batal before Yom Tov, it still will not start again after Yom Tov. I mean, Shiva, no matter what, is batal of Yom Tov. Even if you didn't take the opportunity, let's say the example of your Rechitza, you're allowed to wash from the Gemara, Medina the Gemara, after Shiva in the Shloshim. So now, Shiva's going to be over by Yom Tov, so you should take a shower right before Yom Tov. Even if you didn't take that opportunity, you don't have to keep Shiva afterwards. Even though Shloshim you do, if you don't take opportunity for the Tanakama, Shiva's different, and that's how Avashos is back. Just like by Shiva, you don't say Shaknas, same thing by Shloshim. So you see, everyone agrees by Shiva that there is no Knas, only by Shloshim there is this Knas.